welcome to hour number two of the Rosie on the House Saturday morning broadcast, a 26-year Arizona tradition. Part of that tradition is we're proud that we are a live broadcast. In fact, since 2001, since I've been with the program, I can think of three instances where we weren't live. Once we were preempted. One time, Saturday fell on a on Christmas Day. And on Christmas Day, there's generally speaking, most radio broadcasts have a 24-hour plug-and-play Christmas special that they do. And then one time, Dad and I we went to Mexico with my brother T-Boy. We did a little outdoor adventure. Those are the only three times I can think of. There was another time we were up at Unit 10 2 years ago, but Mom took the show and did urban farming. So we are very proud of the fact that in spite of you probably tuned into some of your favorite radio broadcasts yesterday and heard a recorded or a best of or a sit-in host, but not here at Rosie on the House. In fact, Rosie's even on his 4th of July travels. He's doing some mission work for I'll let him explain it. I don't want to get any of the wrong details, but he's joining us from Springerville. How's the weather?
We had a great drive up yesterday. Absolutely beautiful. We're actually able to get up here early enough to go do a little hike up at Escadilla around Terry Flat. And it was that rain that never really gets you wet, but always keeps you damp. And it was just perfect weather. The dogs loved it. And it is a live show. So this morning, I'm so glad you don't need me to do the garden show, because we woke up and I said, well, before I go do the radio show, I better let the dogs out for a little run. So I pulled up to this area. We're in the Wall of Fire. We're up in the White Mountains. The Wall of Fire area is all a bunch of black standing sticks, but it's filled with head high, almost so thick, impenetrable aspen new growth that there are areas you can't hardly even get off the road. You can't even walk through it. It's so thick. So I let the dogs out of the back of the truck for a little run this morning, and out of this aspen grove dart about 18 or 20 deer, and the dogs are off. Ping!
How'd that work out for you?
And these are puppies that haven't quite learned what to and what not to chase. And I knew I wasn't going to make the garden show when I looked across the hill on a ridge about a mile and a half, about 10 minutes after they disappeared. I saw two little white dots still chasing those deer. I thought, okay, well, this is going to be a little while. So they ended up making their way back to the truck with their tongues dragging on the ground. I watered them up real good, put them back in the truck, got back here at the Living Hope Center in Springerville, a building that we've been coming up and working on for about the last 5 years, and we're just now putting the finishing touches on it, having a good time doing it. Topic of barbecue today. It's absolutely one of my favorite. We barbecue a lot at the Romero's, and I want to give everybody a little tip. As you have your project, you may or want to get started on this long weekend, give us a call. The number is 1-888-767-4348. We can talk any home improvement or barbecuing tip you got. I particularly would like to talk to more people who have this thing called the egg. The more I hear Stan talk about it, the more enticed I am to go pick one up. But I, as a father of six, all the kids were involved in church youth group. They were involved in Boy Scouts and swim teams and self-defense karate teams and dance teams. And, I mean, it was always a barbecue at the Romero's. And I want to tell you, if you want your house to become that kind of a Grand Central Station, here's the easiest trick in the book. You buy the cheapest barbecue sauce you can find. And generally, I'll watch for the specials, and just the plain Jane Kraft barbecue sauce for about 79 cents a bottle, I buy a case of it. And then you get it home, and you pour two bottles in a bowl, and you mix it with a cup of brown sugar. Mix it up real good, and I promise you, you brush that on the barbecue chicken, you brush that on the steaks, you brush that on the hamburgers you're feeding the kids. Everyone will think you are a master chef. The brown sugar, watch it, though, because as you know, brown sugar can get caramelized and dark really fast. So about a cup to two bottles of Kraft, and The neighbors will think you are a master.
And it is also just the day after 4th of July. We're wrapping up Independence Week, but it goes for another day. Local First Arizona, they put together these pamphlets for different municipalities. And I opened them up and I looked through them and I thought, you know, there was something different in each one of these areas that I had never seen before until this pamphlet. So I'm gonna cover a couple of those throughout, and I'm gonna start right now. Have you ever heard of the Riparian Preserve and Water Ranch? Anybody?
Not I. No.
Anybody?
Where's it located?
Guadalupe and Greenfield and Gilbert.
And how big is it?
It's over 100 acres.
100? Oh my God!
A huge riparian and water preserve and water ranch, open to the public. Talk about a good day if you need to burn off maybe a couple pounds. A couple thousand calories from
that Kraft barbecue sauce
with brown sugar,
sugar.
and some homemade ice cream.
Rosie, did you ever make homemade ice cream to go along with your family barbecues?
We did, as long as the kids were there and somebody was available to assign to the crank.
Okay.
We since the kids have been gone so much, we haven't. We used to have a little electric ice cream maker, but, you know, we haven't gotten that thing out as often as we should. Who brought those fresh load of peaches to the office the other day? We sliced them up and have them in the refrigerator. And I know that's the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to whip up some homemade ice cream and put the peaches in there.
That was something we were talking about last night. We had Bluebell ice cream, but just that it wasn't the same. We used to have that a little electric and that homemade ice cream. It doesn't make good leftover ice cream.
No,
go through it all that day. But it was actually Remy's first time to have ice cream. He's 16 months now, and it had a waffle cone. You know, you do things as parents you normally don't think of. Like when he comes to you because he can't get the ice cream, but he doesn't want the waffle cone, so you got to bite it off, the slobbery goo, your little man can get to his ice cream.
Was he wearing more than he ate?
Oh, I got a picture. It was a close ratio.
Yeah.
He managed to keep a lot of it in. I will say, if it was homemade,
yeah,
it definitely would have been a lot messier. That there is a firmer consistency you get with store-bought.
To the commercial, yeah. But nothing beats the homemade.
Stan, you and Jerry last hour were talking about how much y'all enjoy putting a good piece of salmon on the grill.
Yes, sir.
And then y'all just started a conversation on smoking. Romy and I went up to Traverse City, Michigan.
I was going to share the same story.
About 10 years ago. And we caught some fabulous fish. And they filleted one of these fresh salmon. And the guy takes a 5-gallon paint bucket and he puts 2 quarts of 7-Up, 2 quarts of ginger ale, and 2 cups of brown sugar, blends it all together, uses that as a marinade overnight, then uses it in a water smoker. Are you familiar with those?
I'm not.
I'll tell you what, he turned me on to that, and I don't smoke. I never dry smoke. I haven't dry smoked in 15 years. And you put a container of a fluid in the bottom of the smoker, and it steams and smokes at the same time. Anything you're cooking stays just incredibly juicier than a dry smoke. I'll take that salmon after marinating it in that sweet sauce all night, and then I'll put that pan in there, and it'll marinate and smoke and steam into the rest of the meat. I'll tell you what, when you take that salmon off, it is like eating candy. It's
really
absolutely delicious.
Yummy. That was when I really started to appreciate salmon.
Oh man. And I'll tell you, the great thing about smoking as opposed to barbecuing is it's maintenance free. You get the smoker started, you get your meat in there, and then you're really free to kind of watch the smoke, watch the temperature, and visit with your guest. It's not like you're having to be there and maintain and watch the temperature of the meat constantly. I read an interesting article in USA Today that was warning you of all the things you have to be careful of. There's this guy named Doug Powell. He runs a blog called barfblog.com.
Oh, nice.
And it tells you have to have your meat to 160 degrees. I've never served a 160-degree piece of meat off my barbecue in my life. I guess I just have to be really, really grateful no one has ever gotten sick at my house. The other thing he says is never buy sliced cantaloupe. You must slice your own cantaloupe because the skin is porous enough that it absorbs the bacteria. And as your knife goes through, or as the store's knife goes through, the bacteria spread over the surface of the cantaloupe. They cut it up into little pieces, wrap it in plastic, and now you're just giving that bacteria a perfect place to breed and grow. I guess cantaloupe salmonella poisoning has been as responsible for sicknesses and death as chicken has been the last few years. Is that incredible?
That's pretty incredible. You'd think that a, you know, fresh cantaloupe would be one of the healthier things you could, you know, serve your family. But
I guess
if you get it whole, I think is what he's saying.
Right.
Get it whole, cut it yourself just before you're going to serve it, and make sure it's kept cold. The soft, bumpy skin soaks up bacteria like a sponge.
Mm. This part of the broadcast brought to you by the Del Monte Melon Ranch.
You know the other thing this guy said? Stan, when you want to enroll me, when y'all want to barbecue or fry a chicken, or even when you want to cook a chicken, when you take it out of the wrapper, what's the first thing you do with it?
Wash it.
I wash it too. He says never wash your poultry and other meat.
I've heard that.
Because it just spreads the bugs.
Better to keep it on the chicken and cook it to the proper temperature to kill the bugs on the grill rather than spread them all out through your kitchen sink, I guess. Huh?
That's y'all had talked about your favorite recipes. One of ours is the beer butt chicken.
Oh.
It's a rack that you stick your beer can in. You cut open the top. And then you put the chicken behind over the beer, and it holds it vertical.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we've got our seasoning. But so when you buy a whole chicken, you've still got a lot of stuff inside of it and a bag of gibbets. So how am I just supposed to leave all the guts and entrails
No. You pull all of those things out, all of the undesirables.
But, I mean, you still have to wash the interior.
Yeah, fry those off to the side, yeah.
You fry those in butter.
There you go.